Richie Callender joins us. Rich, good morning. And he's Jason's one of those trainers that, you know, if you give him the horse, he'll maximise that horse's potential and get it to win as many races as possible. He places his horses so well. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Bulldog. Yeah, couldn't have said it better. Very good trainer. Always has been, Jason. Well taught. And the best thing about Jason Deemer, on top of his trained ability, he's a ripping bloke.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's more important. Good man, Jason, and does a super job. And I was chuffed to see him win yesterday. Look, it probably did help that I had in the quadrilla, but I was certainly happy to see Jason win.
It helped it had Nash for Willer on. He was in the zone yesterday, wasn't he, Nash?
I told you a while ago, I wrote in my Race Deck column a while ago, Ray, I asked 40 punters one day at the races. I walked around Rose Hill and asked 40 punters, if you had your last dollar, everyone's fit 100% in the modern day jockeys, who would you have it on? And 32 of the 40 said Nash Willer, and the other 8 said James McDonald. James is a superstar, we know that, but Nash is just one of those jockeys. When he's in full flight, when he's lifting the horse, you feel like you watch the TV and you lift yourself up at the same time. I think the only times that I always query Nash is when he tries, not just too hard, but when he tries to ride that little bit light. And when he tries to ride at the 56, I think it's got to play with your mind. You got to, try and lose so much weight and starve yourself. It certainly can't be good for you. Mm. But when Nash Willer just takes rides of 57 or more, he's the best rider in the country.
Rich, what did you make of your horse Waterford's win yesterday?
Oh, look, I think a lot of owners were very excited about it. I know a few of the boys, Maxie and Brian Rudder and Desi Ken, they're all up at, Rockhampton today for the big race up there. But look, my mate Stan and Brian and everyone and Christine and Frank Neal, everyone's excited. He was back. He's had a few little niggles. This time he's back injury-free. Look, a long way to go. I know that Ben Dunn, the chief handicapper, listens this morning. Look, he fell in yesterday. Everything fell his way. I don't even think he'll go up any benchmark points yesterday, Dog. It was just everything fell into place. He was very lucky to win.
Making a strong case for it. But seriously, Rich, where to next? Chris Waller wasn't on track yesterday. I asked Charlie Duckworthy. There's a lot of options. There's the Scone Cup, Brisbane, all sorts of things.
I know you asked Charlie, and he said we might go to the coast. I noticed that you, politely as you always do, wrote, well, he won't go there. Of course, that's only for 3- and 4-year-olds, and they won't let a 5-year-old race there. But, I think in 20 days' time, you'll see him at the Scone Cup.
Yeah.
And then Chris will reassess from there. But I'd imagine, this, because of the races being put back a week from last week, it kind of rules out Hawkesbury. So he'll probably go to Scone Cup in 19 days' time, and then he'll progress from there. But he's an exciting horse. I own one pip of the tail, but it was very exciting for a lot of people that love it.
Exactly. Look, Rich, yesterday was post the Autumn Carnival, so there was no stakes racing, but we saw a filly win the Tab Highway. Now, I know it's a big jump, but something about Martini Mama. We'll talk to Matt Dale a little later. He knows how to train a good horse. He had a very good sprinter called Fell Swoop only a few years back, and he's got a huge rap on this filly. Only a fourth start yesterday, third consecutive win. Something about her, Rich?
Yeah, and she was a big drifter in the betting, wasn't she? She was friendless in the betting, but she's very exciting. I remember watching her at Wagga, and then, of course, I think it was Goulburn last time before yesterday. And, yesterday it was a big step up for her. And that's the bonus of these highway races, right? It gives these horses the opportunity to take that next step and then progress and then go up. She was exciting. She was dominant. And there's no doubt Matty Dale's got some more things in store for her. The one bonus was, Ray, a mate of mine texted me yesterday. He said, Rich, don't send me your tips any day now. I found my new betting strategy. I'm just going to wait for the boys from the Tab to make a lay of the day and just have one bet each week. The boys got it again. The lay of the day was Martini Mama. Bang, it's saluted.
Well, people must be listening because, as you mentioned, she did drift alarmingly on track. But
100%.
Yeah, but gee, her turn of foot. And she's run time in her two wins in the bush. She ran 56 and change for 1,000 there at Wagga, I think, winning by a space. So an interest in talking to Matt. She does a few things wrong, which you understand. She's only a three-year-old filly having just four starts, but she may go to a stakes race next at Scone. Speaking of which, of course, we've got Hawkesbury next weekend, then the standalones also at Gosford and Scone. Love this time of year, Rich.
You know what? For so many times and for so long, for those like us and you and I, Ray, that have been in racing a long time, it was just expected. We race in the city. That's what we do. You've got to move with the times. You've got to embrace, you know, a wider community. Rugby league takes games to the bush. You know, because you always hear that the rugby league's dying in the bush. They've got to start. You've got to start taking the big names out there to regather the interest and the support. And it's same with racing, you know. The Gosford, Hawkesbury, Kembla, Newcastle, Scone. And I don't think it'll be that long, Ray, whether it be, say, a Wagga. But I think Wagga might have a Saturday. Wouldn't that be exciting? You know, I know you can't go too far because it all comes down to wagering and generating turnover and wagering and returns to the industry. But I think our punters are far more educated now and understanding. And because of the coverage you get from Sky Racing, trainers tell me now, you know, they win a race. It might be at Narromine this afternoon or Taree. Because of the coverage and the publicity you get with the interviews on the TV, you know, owners don't mind having horses there. They feel the same. So I think that the wider we go for some races on a Saturday and take a feature races, like you look at Hawkesbury next week, it'll be just madness.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be full. Yesterday, I know Bulldogs against it because they throw plastic cups, but you know, yesterday at Kembla Grange, they had like a rock concert. Not a rock concert. I sound like I'm 100. But they had a band. They had a DJ and party. 900 tickets sold. As one of the bookmakers said to me, probably 15 or 30 or 50 of those people had a bet that were in the area. But it brought 900 new young people to the races.
100%.
To at least see what happens.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Now, Rich, our talk topic before we let you go is heartthrobs in sport based on
Reece Walsh. Right, based on what?
Reece Walsh being this young kid that all the ladies flock to. Who's yours, Rich? Who's your heartthrob as a kid?
He struggles with the girls, Reece Walsh.
Just before you go, Rich, we've had a couple here now. Caroline Wozniacki's come through.
Mm.
Paige Spironak's come through.
Well, Paige is very popular.
And Michelle from Dubbo says, I can't split Mario and Blocker.
There you go.
Well, Michelle, you've got some issues. I suggest you get to a doctor. Those 24-hour clinics today. No, look, Bulldog, I'm more about what's inside the heart, the spirit of people, rather than looks. I'm glad my wife...
Sorry for asking then, Rich.
Things rather than looks.
I didn't realise you were so moralistic.
Oh, well, you know, it's... That's only skin deep looks, Dean. I couldn't be that. When I was growing up, Dean, the great Sean McVean Sean McVean at Rugby League at St George used to be the heartthrob of many young girls, and he was only playing second grade most of the weeks. No, for me, Michelle Ford.
Michelle Ford. Yeah, one gold in 1980 in Moscow by memory.
So you won't get many people say that this morning there, Doc.
Yeah, that's good call. I remember Michelle Ford. Yeah, no, good on you, Rich. And there's one here, Rich, you'll appreciate this one. Where was it? Need to scroll down. I can't remember the gentleman's name. He said Kim Moore, who's now Kim Waugh, and the Fairfield Trots on a Monday night used to get a lot of us boys to head out to watch her drive back in the, would have been the mid-80s, I reckon.
I can tell you about the Fairfield race.
Steve from Liverpool. There it is, Steve from Liverpool.
26 years ago at a charity day at Fairfield Trots, I met my wife.
Oh, there you go. So there you go.
Well, there's your heartthrob, Rich, right there and then.
Yeah, she's just about to put the washing on. How are you, sweetheart?
Good on you, Rich. You go and say a good morning to your lovely wife. Thanks for joining us as always on a Sunday morning, Rich.
Have a great day, and just let me say I concur 100% everything you said about Anzac Day and what Dog said. Right, the young people have come back. It's so exciting for us as a nation to see so many young people respecting those that gave the ultimate sacrifice so we can live in the greatest country in the world. Well done, boys.